How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. In this episode, I wanted to touch on an old favorite. I've probably done many episodes on this, protein, how important it is, but I wanted to do one, you know, how to get that much protein in one day, because that always seems to be an issue. For me personally, I should be around close to 180 to 200 grams of protein. This is based off all those calculators online. And realistically, to hit that, I mean, I need to use protein shakes. And to help myself out, if I'm only going to have a few meals other than that throughout the day, I got to make sure that those meals have about 35 to 50 grams of protein in there. So basically, for protein shakes, I use a pea protein isolate. I use one that's, you know, got a lot of minerals in there, and I use it mostly to kind of get a kick of iron. It's really low carb, net carb. It's called Sun Warrior protein, but I do it because I'm allergic to whey. Whey's a little bit better, but they do have pea protein isolate, which makes it a little bit more bioavailable, meaning how easy it is for your body to process, digest it, and use that protein source. So I put a scoop of the Sun Warrior in, and I have a cheaper version of that pea protein isolate where it's just pea protein powder, nothing else. There's no minerals, no fats, nothing else. And it's a lot cheaper, and I put a few scoops in there. So basically, I'm trying to hit 50 grams. In most of these protein powders, they do have digestive enzymes in there, and it's already so processed, your body is usually easily absorbs it pretty quick. So I try to shoot for one or two, depending on how much of a workout I got that day. I also now have been putting a little bit of MCT oil in it to get a little bit of fiber. I've been using Metamucil, and Metamucil is pretty cheap. You can get that at any store, CVS. I try to put about 20 grams of fiber in my drink. It does thicken it up a little bit, so it makes me drink more water. That's fine. And it's cool because, you know, my protein powder is vanilla. That way I can, you know, add in other flavors. And the Metamucil I got has an orange one, so it kind of gives it an orange cream taste. So I've been kind of digging that lately. I typically will do one of those a day and then two meals plus snacks. But if I had, like I said, if I had a really big weightlifting circuit that day, I might have the second shake. So as far as eating throughout the day, just whatever, chicken, beef, turkey, I try to switch it up and not get just too much of one. Moderation and variety is a spice of life. So I just make sure to get close to 35 grams, and then I usually will try to throw a couple eggs in there. And there's all these theories on whether or not you should eat the yolk or not, and if you're worried about it, you could just eat the egg whites. But if you're someone who's watching your blood work, watching cholesterol and all that, I don't believe any of that stuff, that it's that bad for you. I know bodybuilders that eat like 20 eggs a day, yolks and all, and their blood work looks amazing. So I think it's more of a work with your doctor on that one. For me, I just love the yolk taste. I do sunny side up, and it's just got, I think, a lot of the aminos you'd be missing if you didn't do the yolk. So I'll throw two eggs on there and kind of bump me up closer to 40 grams for that meal. So I like to try to get most of my protein in four hits throughout the day. But for some people, this is too much. And I also take digestive enzymes during those meals. And I've been using this one. It's called Masszymes. I'll put it in the link in the show notes. And this is, I heard them on a podcast and what they were talking about and how much better their product was than everybody's. So I tried one. Buying the smaller bottle is cheaper, but per pill, it's not. So if you do like it, you end up buying the bigger one. And now I have the bigger one because I have seen some decent results on it, especially taking them over the weekend, drinking a little bit, not the greatest of food, but just helps process it faster. And coming in Monday morning, weighing a little bit less than normal. Ooh, it's a little exciting. So I was using one from Sprouts, and now I'll just use this one. And I try to get all my protein requirements and try to get it in four hits with my two shakes, two big meals. I know that's a lot for some people. So I wanted to do an episode of, if I didn't want to eat all that in one hit, what could I do, especially if I'm on the go? And I just wanted to do one for that. So looking at protein bars, I don't really like protein bars, mostly because I'm already doing the protein shakes. I try to get as much real food, healthy food as I can, but I do understand people are on the go. They got to have stuff that can sit in a bag and not have to be in a Coleman cooler, and sometimes you just got to do it. I wanted to kind of go down this list. So I found a cool website. It's like for 2023 from Men's Health. The number one bar they're claiming is called Rise Bar Almond Honey. I'll put this Men's Health link in the show notes as well. But it seems to be 20 grams of protein with a lot of fiber, which is good. And with just three ingredients, not all this extra processed stuff. So it looks pretty good. Pro Bar Cookie Dough on Amazon. Never seen that. Quest is number three. I've seen Quest. I've used Quest. Everyone in my gym eats Quest bars, and they're just a good company. Decent ingredients. Their fiber is actually pretty high on the list, 15 grams of fiber. But it does have a sweetener in there, erythritol, which is a cleaner sweetener, just like stevia. But if you're like me, oh man, the erythritol, found out I was allergic to that one, mostly because it just runs right through you, if you know what I mean. So you have to know if you're an erythritol fan. And then number four is Onnit. I've seen Onnit. Seems to be a little more expensive, hard to find, like at NutriShop stores, and obviously on Amazon, I think you can find that one. And they taste fine. And Quest Bars has one that are kind of like crunch bars that I like, because I like a little bit of crunch in there. It's a little softer. So, but going on, there's Grenade Carb. Looks like a grenade. Detour Protein Boost. Pure Protein. I've seen that. That one's a Target Costco brand. I think that company has in the past had like a lot of questionable ingredients, but I think they've made so much money that they've cleaned it right up. I'm pretty impressed with some of the stuff they have in there. It's low sugar. The fiber's up there. The one sweeteners you really don't want are aspartame, is like the absolute worst. And then sucralose is not great. But then there's both sides of research say that it's okay, and the others say it's terrible. Then it just goes down the list. Epic bars are more of like real meat bars. They're just kind of pricey. I think jerky is cheaper than Epic, even though Epic is jerky with some other stuff in there. If you're not worried about price, that's kind of more of the whole food route to go. And the rest of them, those are kind of the top 10. And just for real foods, edamame is real good. Good in fiber. I don't know if it's a complete protein since it's in the plant category, but you can just add it to the mix. And they're just easy. They can last long in a little Ziploc bag. You can put a little bit of spray with some oil, put some salt or some kind of seasoning on there, and they taste real good. I love edamame. And other than that, it's just cheese. Having cheese sticks or sliced cheese lasts for a long time, just released for the day. The highest protein cheeses out there in order is Parmesan. Parmesan's a little rough to just sit there and chomp on, but if you can, that's the lowest net carb, highest protein you can get. Then it's Gruyere cheese, Pecorino, Gouda, Provolone. So out of that, I like Parmesan, but if I'm sick of it, Provolone is pretty tasteless and pretty decent. And then it's just a bunch of other cheeses I've never even heard of on here, Gouda being at the very bottom. So I do like Swiss cheese, but it doesn't seem like it's high on the protein list. So Parmesan and Provolone are the winners. Other than that, just things I tell clients too is when you're grocery shopping and you're going in the, say, the bread or pasta aisle, there's so many new products coming out that are made of lentils or pea protein or whatnot. Look at the backs of them, and some of them say high protein right on it, where per serving 15 to 20 grams of protein for pasta that's supposed to have none, that's huge. And it tastes fine. And then the same thing with bread. There's whole wheat, there's sprouted grain, and then there's certain breads that show to have a little bit more protein. If you just look at the backs of them, some of them have like 12 grams for like two slices, which would be a sandwich. So you kind of add that up, those two slices plus a Parmesan and provolone cheese and strip of bacon or whatever you want to put on there, man, you're already cranked up to like 35 grams. So there is ways to do it. If you want to space it all out, you just, everything in your kitchen has to have like protein in it for you to get that chance. And a lot of people are like, well, how much protein do I need? And, you know, there's just Google it. I like Legion Athletics macro calculator. It's like kind of my favorite one to go to. But you'll be surprised when you put all your info in how much protein you need. For most females, it's 80 to 100 grams. For most males, 170 pounds plus usually is about 150 to 200 grams of protein. So when you just kind of write down what you're doing now, you might see that, oh my God, I'm only getting like 60, 70 grams and I'm a guy. For girls, if you're getting 60, 70 grams, you're almost there. So yeah, I just thought I'd do that. And then some people are worried, well, like, oh, I can't digest it. I heard you can't digest enough in one sitting. That's why you got to space it out. I mean, everyone's different. There's tons of trainers and bodybuilders that all take more and are still single digit body fat and just make it work. I get everyone's different. Everyone's digestive tract is different too. So maybe you don't uptake all that protein, but then there's those digestive enzymes that could help. But anything is just start with a plan. Try it. If you see yourself in like a month and you're doing everything and you're gaining too much fat, which protein turning into fat is just so hard. But if you do see it, then pull it down, pull your calories down a little bit, and then reassess. That's kind of the low-level biohacking that everyone should be doing. So, all right, well, that's kind of what I had for today, and thanks for listening. I'll keep pumping these out.
If you'd like a little bit of help of checking out your diet and your current routine,
I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help you point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.